USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is scheduled to sign an executive order on police reforms today. He said yesterday he'll offer up some solutions in a comprehensive order that's about justice and safety. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms making some changes after the questionable police shooting death of a black suspect last Friday evening in a Wendy's parking lot there. The mayor yesterday issuing several orders, including that officers have a duty to intervene if they see another officer using excessive force.
Our police officers are to be guardians and not warriors.
The FCC is investigating a huge T-Mobile network outage that affected customers coast to coast yesterday. They say the outage is unacceptable. T-Mobile says voice and texting services have now been restored. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Top White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is throwing some cold water on the discussions of shutting down the U.S. economy again because of the resurgence of coronavirus in many states.
I think shutting down the economy could be worse for our health than not shutting it down.
Kudlow speaking there on Fox News, saying that the economy needs to reopen, although it needs to do so safely. His remarks come as several states are seeing some significant increases in coronavirus cases after reopening their economies. And a chilling new model is forecasting over 201,000 people will die in the U.S. from coronavirus by the 1st of October. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington also says a possible range capped at well over a quarter of a million exists. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Could this be a year without Major League Baseball? Well, the Players Association says they are disgusted after League Commissioner Rob Manfred reversed course yesterday on some comments he had made earlier about the league's chances to have a 2020 season. Manfred saying yesterday he is no longer confident there will be one. Just a week ago, he declared baseball would be, quote, unequivocally played this year. The association and MLB owners have failed to agree, though, on a proposal to begin the season after its coronavirus shutdown. Scientists at the University of Nottingham are estimating there could be more than 30 civilizations of intelligent life in our Milky Way galaxy. The civilizations would all be at minimum about 17,000 light years away from us, though, which would make them practically impossible to communicate with using our current technology. Though perhaps they have better technology, the estimate is based on the assumption that life forms in the same way and in the same time frame as it does here on Earth. The European Space Agency's NASA-launched solar orbiter made its first relatively close pass of the sun yesterday, getting as close as 48 million miles from it. That's about halfway between the Earth and the sun, but the closest that a man-made orbiter has ever passed by the big star. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.